Marty Boyle, Niamh Connell, comfortable enough 18 points to 5 winners there in the end. But I suppose here against your local rivals in Pearce Memorial Park, they had periods where they threatened maybe to get back in, but maybe that extra quality and that extra class just put some pressure on the pedal and just managed to pull away. Probably content enough with the afternoon's work.
Yeah, we're happy enough. I think our draw before half time had a goal chance, and then they kicked a couple of points and they came out after half time and got another few points again. You know, they're a young team, and that's what I was just saying there. They've a lot of influx of young players coming through there, and they lost a lot of the old guard now. You know, Kenneth, and I know Connor Classen's injured. You know, you need a few physical strong lads there. Like, I know Boyler was out today as well, so listen, they had a lot of young players in there today, but there's their game, and you know, a few years I think they'll keep together and they'll come back stronger, you know.
Yeah, I think just before half time Owen McGettigan, who was fantastic today, it has to be said, kicked 3 quick fire points, and that gave you a 10-2 cushion. You said Ardrack came out then to start of the second half, showed a bit about them. You know, Stephen Boyle was a handful in there. His battle with AJ Gallagher was pretty good to watch, but again Charles McGinnis settled just in 35 minutes, and he's had periods like Kieran Thompson, Jack McKelvey and Eoghan Doherty posting points when he's needed to step up, even your variety and your spread of scores. I mean, yous are county champions and yous are playing like county champions. Of our Ardrara side in transition, yous are very much the here and now. I mean, yous are defending your title. A strange season, but probably one where yous are probably encouraged because there has been that long layoff and you're just glad to be back at it.
That's it, look, glad to be back playing football, like, and just as you say, them gang of lads scoring, you know, there's, it's not even Owen there. When we were coming under a bit of pressure, we were getting the ball up and he was making it look very easy, and it's not easy, like kicking points from play off both feet. You know, he's a fine talent, and it's you know, he's exciting to watch at the minute for us anyway, up there definitely.
Yeah, funny you talk about power and pace, and it's very noticeable maybe in that so called big four. Yous are all very much down the line in terms of S&C. Looking at our draw there, I'm probably guessing bar Gareth Conker, there's a lot of lads maybe mid 20s and lower. I mean, it's work that you have to get done, and it's probably the thing that's separating the men from the boys at this minute in time. It's ground that you can't make up instantly. It's a process, isn't it? And yous are very much well down the road in terms of that, their work.
Yeah, that's it. It's I suppose a year nearly is not good enough to you now. You nearly need to, it needs to be nearly 3 to 5 years kind of from you come out of minor nearly to your mid-20s before you see the full fruits of it, like. And you know, a lot of our boys are, you know, have been doing that, that, you know, we probably didn't, the older guard, as much as they have now. It's nearly like county level now, club level, you know, the strength and conditioning. So you could see it, like a lot of the younger players compared to a lot of our maybe the middle 20 bracket, and or you know, that bit stronger. But like, I suppose it's just hard work at the end of the day, you know, to get it done, you know. And I think it is a big difference when you collective team can do it, you know. Definitely.
I was listening to your Q&A on the Niamh Connell Facebook during the week. I think you made your senior debut, you said, in 2002. I mean, 18 seasons ago, nobody's probably better placed than you to judge the change that's come in there now. I mean, the work that needs to go on to be county champions, particularly with that cluster of 3-4 top sides that we do talk about. I mean, you just want to defend your title, but this is going to be a really difficult one because the quality at the very top now in Donegal football's huge.
Yeah, that's it. And any given day, like I was just saying there to Paddy too, like, it's, you need a wee bit of luck. You know, we were well beaten previous 2 years in county finals, and we had game plans and didn't work on the day, and we probably sent off some couple of silly things. Luck went against us, and then last year it changed and went for us. You know, we were nearly beat, and we got a few soft frees in the third game of the county, or the second game in extra time, and kind of got us to another day out, and a wee bit of luck went for us. So you're going to need a bit of luck, but you need to be there, you need to be fit, you need to be prepared, you need to be well coached, and even with all that, you're still not guaranteed anything. So it's just a wee bit of breaks on the day then, it's going to separate the teams, you know.
I suppose unique champion structure, you're going to be very interested listeners later on in Glenswilly when a draw for round 3 is made. I suppose novel and probably exciting to see what comes your way.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, you know, you take what you come, what you get now. Like at this stage, you're going to be have an eye now on the last eight. I think the top 4 is a home venue for the quarter final, so that's obviously our target, to try to finish in the top 4 now. So I don't know whether that's going to take 2-1s or 1-1 and a draw, or you know, whatever it's going to take. That's what our aim is going to be now, is to try to target the top 4.